4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah. Hey, we've made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I just got a note that I have to share with you. Beaver Dam Grill LLC has decided they are going to get on board the Team Katz experience. So here's what was just posted. Starting this weekend and running till August 16th, we will be part of Team Katz. We will be donating $1 for every appetizer sold, as well as collecting donations for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. This is a great cause. When you come see us, please donate. Thanks from all of us at Beaver Dam Grill. And Beaver Dam Grill is going to be out, let me see, this Saturday. They're going to be at Deer Run Produce in Montpelier. Sunday, they're going to be at Southern Revere Cellars. Love it. Well, thank you to Beaver Dam Grill. When I tell you, now you're going to think I'm making this up, but it's absolutely true. I don't know Beaver Dam Grill. I don't know the people behind it. However, I'm going to learn exactly who they are and do my best to support them. If they've decided that they're going to support Team Katz as we do our best to help out the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Look, we're trying to raise $100,000 total amongst four teams. So I have a team that I've put together, and you're absolutely welcome to join. We've got Jake's Place on board. We now have Beaver Dam Grill on board. We have the Pie Safe Baking Company on board. And I got a note from the Morrisseys. My dear pal, Emily Morrissey, who's like the queen of bracelets, bracelet royalty, actually. They are on board Team Katz, and they have shipped me, I believe it's 25 very special father-friendly bracelets. And we will be selling those, and all the money's going to go to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia for the Team Katz efforts. Anyway, now that I've bragged about myself all that much, let me brag about my brother from another mother, Stan Drewski. Stan Andruski, the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski. During the week, you'll find him either at Certified Auto Repair or at Arts Automotive Service. Every Saturday morning, starting at 8, he hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere and takes your questions and provides very good answers about your car. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz. You know, I don't think you were talking really about yourself. I think you were talking about the Fatherhood Foundation, which you know is near and dear to my heart. Signed, certified, and arts up. We're going to help. I don't know how yet, but we're going to donate, and we're going to put some kind of deal together where you guys get proceeds from, I don't know, probably every car that comes in. I want to help, and I want to help drastically. So sign us up, Megan and I.
Wow.
100% on board. Don't know what it's going to be, but you'll know within the next few days, by Monday or so, be able to come up with something and talk with you and see what you think might work. But we want to help. You know, if we could fix our fathers, man, this world has a lot of issues because a lot of us didn't have good dads to kind of teach us how, and their dads might not have taught them. So it goes a few generations deep. It's time to start building up our men again, and sign me up. Super proud of you for doing it again, Jeff. It's a big deal, things that you do. This takes a lot of energy to be involved. And you don't think it does. Oh, it's just nothing. No, it does. He's trying to organize. He's trying to get things together. So from the bottom of my heart, Jeff, thank you, because it's only going to make Central Virginia better.
Wow. Well, all right. You are far too kind. I appreciate that, though. That's great. I'm blown away. I really do appreciate that. Let's, Stan, we got to talk a little bit about cars, my friend. We got to talk a lot about cars. I personally, like, I know anything. I've been getting notes from people saying, Jeff, my battery is dead. And it is because we've been up around 100 degrees, right?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of batteries that have died this year. Good news is we've had, I think, one or two interstates, which is unusual, but they were under a free replacement warranty. So they came in. You know, that's what we carry, interstates. They come in, they get a free replacement. You know, and they're out the door, and so that's really good. that we were able to do that. But we've had a lot of others who don't have. There's a lot of different battery makers out there, and, you know, they don't seem to make it through their, you know, 70-month or 60-month time frame a lot anymore with this heat. A lot of manufacturers are having issues. So, yes, batteries are dying. I'll tell you, the other thing we've had is a lot of coolant system issues, which we haven't seen in a few years. And I just relate it to the fact that a lot of the manufacturers have really came out here and said, you know, for probably 20 years, hey, you have extended life coolant. You don't have to touch, you don't have to change this stuff for 5 years. It'll protect you. But we found something out just a few years ago that, you know, that we test for. We test for how well it can cool and your boiling point to make sure it's not overheating. But we also check for corrosive levels on these coolants. And what we found is we can't find one of these extended life coolants out here that can protect you for 5 years from the boiling point or freezing. They can usually do pretty good with that, even more than 5 years, some of them. But the corrosion level that starts eating away at the hoses, the clamps, any metal, water pumps. We've had a lot of overheating this summer already. And I say already because July 4th sometimes seems like it's the end of summer. But don't forget, summer was just 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks ago. The first day of summer, right?
Yep.
So it seems like it's like almost over. It's not. It's like literally still the beginning of summer. But school goes back so much early for a lot of communities, so we think it's like, oh, well, it's almost over. But the truth is we've seen a lot of that. So we check for corrosion. We have strips that can check. If your coolant, you know, is below 8.5, you're corrosive. If it's above 11, you're the other way where it's not able to really keep it cool or warm well enough. So, yes, batteries, anything that, you know, just like humans, cars are very similar. I always say you and I talk about it. I think you should let them warm up before you drive them, especially as they get older, right? I don't want to just run out in the morning and go run up the street for a mile. I've got to do some stretching because if I don't, I'm going to be sorry. And so, you know, cars can get affected by the heat just like we can.
Yeah.
I mean, you call me the car whisperer, they tell me, okay?
Tell you.
I see it.
It's crazy. That coolant stuff. Now, Stan, this is an interesting one because you have continued, as long as I have known you, have said, hey, owner's manuals, sadly, are being written by the salespeople who are saying you don't have to change the oil for 10,000 miles. You don't have to change this. This is lifetime, blah, blah, blah. So are they trying to do the same thing with the coolants, or do they really believe that it's all okay if you let it go that long?
So this is the crazy thing, right? I don't blame the salespeople at all. It was engineers up until about 97, and now what happened was the cars became so competitive.
Yeah.
We like to joke around a lot about, oh, well, my Chevy's better than your Ford and my Toyota. Look, almost any car built today is going to last a couple hundred thousand miles if you just barely take care of it. If you really, you know, if you really take care of it, you're not going to have a lot of problems during that time if you maintain it. We've talked about that.
That's
but
right.
What I want to say, the sales teams aren't to blame. They just have to make it look like you're better than the Ford does. So what they've done is they go to these oil companies, or they'll go to the, and they'll take their claim as face value. Oh, look, this coolant can go, you know, 5 years, 70,000 miles, or this is a lifetime transmission fluid. Look, well, and then you look the fine print, and BMW says lifetime is 40,000 to 60,000 miles. Well, that's not a lifetime where I'm from of a vehicle, but that's what they've done. So the engineers are all cringing.
Yeah.
They'll all say don't go 10,000 mile oil changes. So I tell you, we have our maintenance. I've done maintenance this way for 30 years, Jeff.
Right.
The fluids have not changed very much, believe it or don't. A lot of great additives have come out. You know, the BG's been out there. They'll guarantee you if you use their additive, they'll guarantee your engine for life. You know, they'll give you $6,000-$7,000 right now for an engine if it fails, if you just use their product.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to use their oil. Just add their product to your oil. So, yes, I'm a huge component on making sure my customers know how to take care of their vehicles correctly. You could say it's almost like my doctor. You know, you should be going to a physical every year. You should be taking care of this. These are things you need to get done over the next couple of years as you approach this age. No different for your cars. We just want to make sure that you know that these are the priorities that this thing is going to need, whatever you brought it in for. Anything safety related, and then these are what's coming up for your maintenance that you could budget for a later time. Your tires, by the next 6 or 8 months, you might need some new tires. We have to start looking that direction. We want to help customers start to actually prepare so they're not caught off guard when they walk in with some big giant bill. It's a big deal.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And everybody should be aware of that. Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service, when you're in there, they have a priority system. And I've seen it up close and personal for a decade. where they will say it's just like a traffic light, red, yellow, and green. This, you need brakes, period, end of story. You need to be able to stop. The fabric on a seat you might want to look at some point when you have some extra money and everything in between. So that's the vital part. And let's give credit where credit is due, Stan. It wasn't you that came up with that priority system, was it?
No, it was Megan. Megan said that, and she got all the cars out of the waiting room and said, look, people need to walk in here and be comfortable. All people, women, guys who aren't comfortable with car repair either. There's plenty of, guys that don't feel comfortable talking about it either. So, but she was like, I want this to be comfortable for anybody that walks in, and we want to be a plan. You know, you're an expert, Stan. That's what she said. You guys are experts. You are the experts in the field. You are seeing these cars doing massive amounts of repair. Between Arts and Certified, we're doing almost 1,000 cars a month right now, and that's a big deal between two stores, right? And how many have I done over the last 30 years? And they haven't changed a whole lot. And so the technology has as far as safety, things like that, but as far as it's still an internal combustion engine, even the EVs, Jeff, they're battery, but they still have suspension components that go bad. They still have the same components as your regular car does. So it's been awesome. It's been awesome. We love doing it. We love doing it, giving back to the community and being the people who can say, hey, if you can spend, this dollar on your maintenance, you're going to save $5,000 to $7,000 on repairs in the lifetime of your vehicle. That's what it's at. Like, you spend $1,000 in maintenance 1 year, you're going to save five to seven. That's the old 3 to 5 before COVID. It's $5,000 to $7,000 now in repairs is the estimated savings. It's absolutely crazy. So we love doing that. And don't forget, Jeff, I mentioned how many cars we're working on. I want to tell you, since we started this last month, I think that might have been your idea, but we're giving free AC checks to everybody in Virginia. You got to make an appointment. We're over 400 AC checks between Arts Automotive Service and Certified. We're not charging anything. We're bringing it in. We're going to put the gauges on. We're going to give you a very good idea of what's going on with your car for the AC. Sometimes you have an O-ring leak, and sometimes we'll see the leak really quick. It's a quick fix or a straighter valve. So we've fixed so many people's air conditioners this summer. We just don't want you to pay for the check. I mean, diagnostics is a big deal. I pay my guys to do these checks still. They have got to get paid for what they know. You can't just go to a parts store and think you're going to get the same thing as a professional master tech. You're just not. But when they come in, they're like, hey, and I ask them, what's the most important thing? Well, you already have the cheapest prices on oil changes I've ever seen. Our blend's $19.99 for an oil change on an average car. Mm. I mean, who still does that? We don't. We're just trying to help people. There's no money made on that.
Yep.
But my guys are like, you already do that. What else can we do? And we had a poll, and I do remember actually what happened. I told you about this. And the way we came up with it was they just said, well, how many people come in here with AC issues? Let's just give them AC checks so they can – So they if they're older, if they have issues, and believe me, we're helping older people who might not be able to pay for the job for their job as well, because we don't need them sitting in sitting in their car or going shopping and not having AC like they need.
Exactly.
So just remember, free AC checks all summer. We're not going to stop until September sometime, end of September. Maybe we won't stop at all. Maybe it'll just be what we do all year.
I love it. I love it. Well, Stan, I know you got to run. We got to run. We will see you tomorrow morning in the garage. That is Stan Andruski. Again, free auto checks at Certified Auto Repair. Free auto checks at Arts Automotive Service. You got to call and make the appointment, though. Simple as that. 448, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.